And now for a summary of the week's business news, I'm joined by Rosie Johnston and Diana Richter.
On Tuesday, the sale of the central Bohemian Krušovice brewery to Dutch group Heineken was approved by the Czech Anti-Monopoly Office. The merger is expected to give Heineken an 8% share of the Czech market, making it the third biggest beer producer in the country. Heineken already owns the Staro Brno brewery in Moravia, and with this new addition to its portfolio, is expected to produce more than 1.85 million hectolitres of beer a year here in the Czech Republic. The largest brewery in the Czech Republic remains, however, Plzeňský Prazdroj, with a share of almost 45% of the domestic market.
Czech foreign trade is expected to mark a record surplus this year, according to the Czech News Agency. The surplus for the period of the first 6 months of 2007 reached 53.8 billion crowns, up by more than 20 billion crowns year on year. The surplus for the whole of 2007 could amount to between 60 and 80 billion crowns. Czech experts have been benefiting from the fast growth of the European economy as well as the crown weakening against the euro. In the second half of this year, however, foreign trade statistics are expected to be lower as the structure of Czech export does not guarantee steady growth.
Meanwhile, in contrast to predictions, inflation fell from 2.5% in June to 2.3% in July, it was revealed on Wednesday. The slowdown was attributed to a virtual freeze in the price of package holidays, which normally rise in price over the summer months. Some analysts now predict that the Czech National Bank will react to the figures by putting off the next interest rate increase until September. But this view is by no means unanimous. With inflation expected to rise to 3.5% by the end of the year, many expect the National Bank to raise rates in August in anticipation.
Consumption of electricity in the Czech Republic in the first 6 months of 2007 fell 3.1% compared to the same period last year, the Czech Energy Regulatory Office has announced. The total of 29.91 terawatt-hours was consumed in the country between January and July this year. Lower electricity consumption is attributed to this year's unusually warm winter.
Sick leave is being abused in the Czech Republic, reported Hospodářské noviny on Friday. The paper was going on statistics published by Czech Social Security for the first half of this year, in which over 7,500 Czechs were found to be claiming sick leave when they were not ill. In the first 6 months of this year, there was an upturn in Czechs calling in sick in general, with doctors issuing 1.6 million sick notes. Companies paying the lowest wages found that they had the sickest employees. Leave is currently subsidised by the Czech government, who are planning a series of reforms. They propose to cut all benefits for the first 3 days of illness and transfer more responsibility onto the employer.